This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Excuse me. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What the hell was that?
Vinny, you are going to make a great old man.
What are you talking about?
Someday, many, many moons from now. The whole, like, thing I've been watching you do your whole life with the Gina Lola Brigida. Like, he does this thing where he stretches his mouth out and he, like, moves his jaw back and forth. And it's just like...
You got to do your mouth exercises, Sarah. You talk all morning. You're gonna blow out a jaw or something.
Yeah, I don't like to expend too much energy before the talking gets going.
Right.
It's just so funny.
I think it's
watching
good.
Watching it. Sure. No, it's great. And good practice for, you know, how old guys are always working their mouths. You know.
What are you talking about?
But you never seen somebody...
I don't hang out with too many old people, no. But...
That's because they're chewing their... Black Blood. Of teeth.
Gross.
Gums are good.
Oh, well, let's hope we all keep our teeth.
What was that noise you made coming in? I was laughing.
I just didn't, as I inhaled, I snorted. I know. You know, it sucks. Like, I wear glasses all the time now. I can put on my contacts, but I'm just too lazy. And they bother you, you know? They end up, like, being itchy in your eyes and stuff.
Contacts are a blessing and a curse
they
at
are.
The same time.
But it's... My glasses are... Like, I actually have to take breaks from my glasses. Like, they pull down on the skin on the top of my nose, and they fall down, and they sit here, and they obstruct my breathing. Like, what a pain in the ass.
You know, the guy...
New eyes, please.
Maybe get some new glasses.
I watched this show called Severance. It's not that good.
Oh my God, stop it. I'm almost done with the first season again. I cannot believe how much of this I don't remember at all.
So you agree.
It's crazy.
You have to rewatch it or you'll be like,
yes,
all that.
I'm just really, really glad I did because there are so many things in there. I'm like, oh yeah, oh this, oh right, mm-hmm. Oh my God. And I just feel like I'm picking up so much more the second time through.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So
anyway,
I still have probably at least two more nights of watching.
There's a guy on that show, and I just want to put my finger on his glasses and push them back up his nose.
Oh, God.
Every goddamn episode.
Is it this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he has a beehole mouth.
Yeah, he does. Me and John were talking about that. I'm like, that is a sexy mouth. Like, I go, do you ever get thoughts thinking about that mouth? He goes, well, if you block everything else.
I actually really like him a lot. Mouth.
Yeah, he's a great character.
But he's very, very unique looking. And his glasses will not stay on his nose. They just, they come down.
They slide down. And they really look like they're gonna fall. They're as far as they can possibly go. They're hanging on by like a follicle. Of hair.
There's a guy who should just get the contacts, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I know nobody wants to finger their eye, but it's in that
I
case.
I know. I feel like when I wear my glasses, I'm like, they're uncomfortable, whatever. They're annoying. And then when I have my contacts in, I'm constantly like squeezing the top of my eyelid just to like kind of get them reseated and like always get my drops in. And it's just like, stop it. Just give me some new eyes and some good colors, too. Like, I would like a green one and a bright blue one. Like, how great would that be?
You have pretty eyes. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're so sweet. How can you even tell behind all the junk I've got all over my face? I feel like I have junk on my face.
He has worked with you for 30 years.
Yeah, I didn't just meet you.
How great would I look with one bright green eye and one bright blue eye? Come on. People would be like, what is going on with that girl?
All right.
Yeah, that would be okay.
Well, we're just
throwing around things that are ridiculous.
Just talking crap, sure.
I suppose I could get one of those. Oh, my God. Every time I think about colored contacts, I think about this one person you and I both know who was like, no, I don't.
This lady was absolutely in full-blown denial that she had. I have green eyes. Yeah. I have green eyes. What?
She was like, No, I have green eyes. I'm like, no, I've known you for like over a year.
We can see the contact. You can see it.
It looks like you've got like a green disc floating on top of your eye because that is exactly what you have.
It's not. No. All right. Like, never mind.
All right. Looks good. Oh. Doesn't look weird or like you're like slightly lizardish at all.
What
I don't
thing
know.
To lie about.
I know. As though. Okay. But you don't want to be in a fight with someone over something that they're clearly so defensive about. But you do want to tell them, like, no, no one's buying that. No one.
Well,
no.
I definitely gave up. I realized, okay, you hold on to that.
Right.
Whatever.
That was really weird. Mm-hmm. Pretty. Such a pretty girl.
Oh, she was really pretty, yeah.
I'm like, why do you care if we think you...
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys wrote.
Are we confirmed that we're on the air? Is that all good? Studio 9 Live. Yeah. That's all I can go by.
That's the weirdest moment, man. We were off for 10 full minutes.
And having so much fun. Now, did all that make it onto the podcast? Like, did that part that we were doing that wasn't on the air right before vacation, did that get recorded?
That was that Thursday.
It should have, yeah.
It was the full-blown storm day.
Yes.
And it was my first day in the new car.
Yes, we talked about it we were on for 10 minutes before finally, like all of a sudden, things started popping onto the air. I'm like, why does this keep starting?
I was sitting at home going, is it the app? Do I have a radio? I couldn't find a radio in my house.
Oh.
So I'm like trying to find a radio. I'm like, maybe I should go down to my car and check. And then I'm like, no, if it's not, something's wrong. So I was texting as well, but it was freaky as a listener.
And of course we have everything silenced in here. So I'm not going to hear you phone calling me. You are in my favorites though. So if you called me 3 times in a row, I think it makes my phone go.
Oh really?
Yeah. Like even if someone's it would be an emergency. I think Vinny's in there too. Like if you call me 3 times, I think that's, I don't know.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know it's three. I thought it was two.
Is it two?
Uh-huh.
Like in rapid succession.
Well, I guess it would be the third call will go through.
Yeah, maybe. We should try it.
Nah, we shouldn't.
But which would be a helpful thing because if someone in your family's having an emergency or something, you want them to be able to get through to you. So I've got you in my favorite so you can do that. Well,
there will be an emergency.
Right, exactly. So you got to put me in your favorites, so I got to put you in my favorites. Yeah, I've never done it, so I'm not confirmed as to whether or not that's true, but I have heard that. So someone will let us know. 800-400-3677. So you're about to catch us up on those. What are the people saying, Vinny?
Here's a couple things from yesterday. 510, oh my God, why can't Vinny's family let him go surfing? I surf and have a family. It's not 8 hours, dude. I'm sorry, Vin. You're probably right. If I was on Maui, I would have known I know exactly the spot I want to go and I could have found a board, but I don't want no trouble. Yeah. Like I know you hear me say that and you might think like, oh, he's so, what a dork.
How adorksable.
I really mean it. You don't understand. I've been through this crap. Mm. And certainly, you know, there are people.
Look at you taking your personal needs, pulling them out, setting them down.
I'm
here for you.
If I'm going to go surfing, I don't want to be like
burdened by that.
I'm going to be in trouble any second now.
I agree.
Uh-oh, I should hurry. Screw it. I'll just stay. My kid, the 6-year-old, is at the age where she just wants to chase little weighted rings in the pool. You know, like little.
You throw them down. Like, she goes down and gets them.
I got it.
Aww.
I got that one. All right, now you close your eyes and I'll throw them. Like, that's what we did. So I just did that. I didn't want any trouble.
Right.
Did I want to surf? Absolutely. Mm. But Christina, there was a chance, but Christina got, sick the night before the last day.
Oh no.
She doesn't know what it was, but she
like
was
like a stomach thing.
Yeah. And she was up all night. And we were going to get up and go to the North Shore again. And she was like, I'm going to rally. We'll do it. Hold on. I have to go to the bathroom. And I went, okay, we're not going to go get in the car.
Let's spend any time in a car.
That's ridiculous.
Because
we'll just go to the pool. It's like, and the beach. But anyway. But I'm glad you're able to pull that off, bro. Believe me, I'm not surprised there are more capable people than me.
As your kids get older, there's going to be a lot more time for dad to go surfing. Don't worry.
I did,
though. Stay in shape, though, because
on the way home,
you know, the old guy thing.
Yesterday.
Yes.
I got the first surf in my new car.
Oh, I saw the picture from the beach. You sent it to the Michael Martin thread.
Oh, okay, because I took pictures of the car.
No,
and sent them to the guys because they're going to post them on Alice, I guess. But
the Alice 973 Instagram.
Yeah.
You guys got to see this car. Like, it is so badass. Even yesterday when I was walking down there with Vinny, because we parked next to each other in the garage. Like, there is no grill. There's, like, no air intake thing or nothing to be cooled down.
Look at that beauty.
So even though it looks like it has a grill, it's like an optical illusion. That is a beautiful car.
It is.
It's so...
It's the nicest car I've ever had.
It's a beast. Oh, look at all the space you have in there.
Yeah.
That's amazing. This is the Mustang Mach-E.
Right, gear.
Mach-E-Auto.
In the middle of changing right there.
Of stuff. Look how pretty the whole it's that. It's all this.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Anyway, so those are probably not up yet, but will be on the Palestine 73 Instagram. Everybody follow that.
Ford.
Santa Clara?
Santa Clara. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's a really nice car. And it's
how much of your charge are you using in a round trip?
Most of it.
Really?
Yeah, most of it.
You're lead.
So I'm bat. No, but I'm. Yeah, I mean, yes, I am.
That was easy.
No, it wasn't actually. I struggled with it, but yeah, all right, you got me.
I noticed. Yeah, like today, you got in a couple minutes earlier. I was like, I wonder if he's
stepping on it
on the way here now.
Is it fully charging overnight at your house, or are you having to take it someplace for the supercharge?
So Frontier Ford gives you a charger, the fast charger with the car purchase.
Oh.
And they even hook it up at your house. If it's a standard hookup, they do it for free.
Right.
I of course left for Hawaii the day after I got the car.
Yes.
So it's been a week and it didn't get done. And I'm in the process of getting that done now.
Right.
So I don't have the fast charger at home. So it's not charging overnight. I'm going to this, they're called Easy Go.
Oh yeah. There's and it has the adaptable. You got to find the charger that works with your car.
All the EasyGos seem to work with my car just fine. And I go to this one that's 350 kilowatts and it charges in like 40 minutes.
Oh, fully.
Fully.
All the way.
So I just do that.
Yeah.
And that works great. And then I go home and I got a little, I guess you call it a trickle charge.
Yeah. Well, that's the one my car only charges to something like 66 miles now. Used to charge when I first got it, I would get 140 miles onto it. Now it's just the most, it's all maxed out, fully charged, and I have like 60 something miles on it. So I can really only take it to work and back, but it works because the trickle charge, I'm literally on a, 110 plug-in.
Oh, that's what I have at home right now.
The trickle. So you want you want like the drier
power.
Well,
I need it to fill all the way up and then,
yeah.
And I'll just refill it each day.
Yep.
No problem. And that thing is so quick. Oh my God. I've never had that kind of power to just overtake a car. Just be like,
whoosh. The thing about an electric car is you're going full speed on the highway and you got to get around someone. There's more.
Like, so much
the
more.
The well is deep.
Yeah.
It's one of the funnest things about it. Now, are you trying to do the single foot driving? Are you trying to?
I have switched back over to that and I'm doing that full time now because you do get a little bit of recharge and it's just all of this is a learning curve.
Yeah.
So everything has been like, what do I do? I don't know. Oh, don't do that. Or do this.
Right, it's all about the e-car. So does this also have self-driving stuff or not really? Not the way that, like an autopilot,
I haven't gotten there yet. They have it. I haven't started messing with it.
It's very future. It had more screens in it than I thought it was going to. I don't know why I didn't think it would be, but it has like the main screen kind of behind your steering wheel and then another large screen to the right.
Uh-huh.
So no knobs. It's all.
No, there's some. I actually have a blinker clicker.
Okay.
Like, you know, like,
yes.
I went out the car I test drove. Yeah, the regular ones. Another car I test drove. It was all on the screen, and I didn't like that. I like having a couple doohickeys.
Well, I did not like having to look at the screen to get at stuff,
mm-hmm.
like to change the temperature in the car or any of that stuff. But once you know where everything is, it starts to become reflexive, it's a lot easier.
Well, that's with any car. I mean, yeah. I didn't even know. I was the first day getting in. It was dark, and I'm trying to find my drink hole.
Oh, yes.
Where's my drink hole?
Where is your drink hole?
What is this?
Some people call it a drink holder.
I like hole.
Yeah, drink hole.
707 says, I'm reading Project Hail Mary and love it, Napa Odyssey app. You know what? I'm so jealous, Napa Odyssey app.
So good.
We'll never read another book again.
Oh, stop.
I'm just broken from it. I want that book back so bad.
Mm.
I've kind of gotten stuck a little bit. It's thick.
Yeah.
You know, when you're reading book. It.
Did
yeah.
you get to the part? Have you gotten to the part yet? There's a part where everyone will know the part.
Okay.
You get there and you're like, I can never put this book down again.
Oh, my God. They did what?
Okay.
You're talking about the one later in the.
That's what I'm talking about.
The one I'm talking about is the first.
The first one is like, that's, it's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
It's spectacular. Well,
now the party has started.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to keep going with
it. Yeah, I do.
I'm reading a sweet little book called.
Sweet?
It's sweet. It's a very sweet little book, and it's called Moonbound. And it kind of reminds me of these books, these Coley books that I read a while ago. And Fairy Tale, the one we read by. It's a boy adventure. It's a little, you know, a young boy. Maybe he's 11 or 12. I really love it. About halfway through.
415 says, Vin, can we just say, Helly, WTF?
Oh my gosh.
Wait till you, Sarah, you don't even know.
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I don't.
It's coming.
I know.
Here, talk about another reveal.
How far in are you?
On Severance?
The second season.
I'm caught up and they're at episode 6.
So
episode 7 will drop this Friday.
Okay. And then are there 9 episodes, do we know?
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But something like that, yes.
I feel like it'll take me 2 weeks to get all through the rest of this one and the next one. So I don't want to have to wait.
650 says, Vinny, did you finish Somebody Somewhere? Would love to hear what you think. Pauline from Portland, app. I did not finish it. I want to. That was a fun show. Unfortunately, it does appear that that's canceled and one of the characters in real life passed away. So that you could tell from the second season there was a...
Oh. Yeah,
total shift in the storyline.
I only made it through one episode. I was watching it by myself.
It's so comforting. It's such just an easy show to watch. It's one of those shows you can put on and just... Yeah, I really enjoy it too.
It feels like Kansas.
It feels like the Midwest. Exactly. You're exactly right.
It's just
an HBO thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Max or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's on Max.
I watched the first episode and thought, I really have no thoughts about it. I can't even really remember what happened. Like, it was
you gotta
like a
throwback
let
it
to
roll
high school,
and
I guess I do.
Yeah. Just let it roll one day. It's very good. Yeah. It's very well written.
Anybody start White Lotus season 3 yet?
I have.
No.
My mother was freaking out about it.
I just saw the first episode. I think there's 2 now?
I don't know.
Okay.
But she was like, that was the fastest hour on TV. What did you think?
It did move fast. When it ended, I was like, wow, that was quick.
If you haven't watched any White Lotus, lucky you, because there's 2 full seasons.
And you
to
don't
watch.
Need to watch the first
no,
2 seasons.
You don't.
You do. You do. There is a character that's been in all 3 seasons and shows up in season 3.
Oh.
And you're like, what is he doing here?
Oh. There's a dude.
More than one person has written in to say those 10 minutes did not make it into the podcast.
Oh. Don't blame me.
415 says, Sarah, read the Murderbot books. They're fantastic.
Murderbot books? Okay.
That does sound radical, doesn't it?
I'm in Murderbot books. Hold on, let me get my books to read list.
Sometimes words just sell themselves, don't they? Murderbot.
Murderbot books. Yeah. Well, listen, when you recover from your hangover from Project Hail Mary, I feel like you'll love Moonbound, and it's very it's just got a real sweet charm to it.
I'm quitting reading forever. It's just ruined for me. Well, come
on. Never give up.
How could it?
It always does. That's how. It is sad when you leave a world.
Oh, I love that world.
I know.
All right, we should start.
We should. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Moore Show. Here's a song. Be right back.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.